our brand name is not only IWC, we are IWC Schaffhausen. We need to assemble and produce our mechanical watch in the city Schaffhausen.
Hello, everybody. Nice to have you with us today. Today is a special episode, a very special episode, because I'm sitting in the IWC very own podcast studio in Schaffhausen in the middle of the marketing office. It's like a container with podcast mics in there. And with me is Elva Küng. Elva Küng, a Swiss name, not sure how to pronounce it properly, but Elva is the coordinator client experience at IWC. And I did meet her yesterday because she took me around the Manufaktur Center and around the IWC Museum and around the IWC collection. I've had three insanely good hours with her. I hope the next 30 minutes she's gonna tell us a little bit about herself, about her job, and about her passion projects maybe, and also what she would do with three extra hours every day. I'm looking forward to that talk. Hello, Elva.
Hi, Paul.
How's life? Welcome back. I've had a great day yesterday with you.
That's
today I'm next to your office. I've seen you all day. You're sitting right next to the podcast booth or the container or whatever you say to this. Finally, you're in it.
Yes.
Finally, you can talk.
Yes.
Are you excited?
Very excited.
Yeah, that's good. So we've had a great day yesterday. You showed me the IWC Manufaktur Center. I don't know how manufacture center. So I think we can proudly say Manufaktur Center. So use the German Swiss word of Manufaktur. Everybody knows what it's about. And we decided to record something about it because I was so stoked about the experience. It's insane. It was really, really, really nice. And I want to show our listeners a little bit of it. I want to talk to you. I want to get to know you. I want to find out about your job, how long you do that. And we're going to do that in the next 30 to 35 minutes.
Ooh.
Are you open to that?
Yes, very looking forward.
Okay, that's great. So first of all, where are you from? What's your origin and how long do you work for IWC?
Okay, actually, I come from China.
Okay.
I arrived to Switzerland in 2002. Mm-hmm. And I did another outstanding things from Switzerland, hotel management school.
Okay.
Yes.
In Luzern.
Yes, in Luzern. After I explored a little bit in the hospitality industry, and in 2015, I joined IWC.
Okay, and you told me yesterday you worked in Schaffhausen before, right?
Yes, in the tourism, yeah.
So you know some things about Schaffhausen, because I got to tell our listeners. So I arrived, you said hello to me, and then you said, first of all, we got to take a bus. And it's a private shuttle. Is it owned by IWC? And maybe we need to introduce you what your job title is. It is Experience Manager of IWC Manufaktur Center. Is that right?
Yes, I'm the IWC Manufacturer Museum Ambassador.
Okay, so whoever visits comes here and you walk them through the Manufaktur Center as well as through the museum, right?
Yes, the HQ, yes.
Okay, so I arrived here at the HQ. We took a bus.
Yes.
It's a special bus. It's an open bus.
I know.
So it's a big transporter, but you can put the roof off. Do you do that a lot in summer?
Yes, in the summer, yes. You know, the thing is, when the visitors, when they come to IWC, is the experience is not only about IWC, it's about IWC Schaffhausen, like our brand name, IWC Schaffhausen. So even on the way, when we drive from HQ to the manufacturer, we have this open bus. They really can see the connections from the brand and also see our beautiful small town, the city. And then they will understand why Mr. Jones chose IWC Schaffhausen 153 years ago.
Okay, I did understand it, even with the closed one, but it's. I want to come back in summer where we can use the open thing. So, and then we arrive at the Manufaktur Center. How old is that?
This actually, we had the grand opening in 2018.
Okay, so it's young.
Yes, it's really young. It's new.
And what's happening there? So why did IWC build that place?
I mean, the first thing is our founder, Mr. Jones, he had a great dream, and then he would like to put everything under one roof, start from raw material until finished mechanical watch under one roof, and then to put everybody together, carry out a better quality. So that's the dream from our founder. And then mostly the visitors will ask, okay, you have over 150 years history, why you just start in 2018, open a new manufacturer? Now, I always go to explain them, look, the thing is our brand name is not only IWC, we are IWC Schaffhausen. We need to assembly and produce our mechanical watch in the city Schaffhausen. So the new manufacturing center, that's the next possibilities, because you see in the morning, first you arrived into our HQ, you see the headquarters is actually located in the center of Old Town. Correct. We couldn't make more extension as we like. And we are, and I also explained to you, we are not only produce the mechanical watch. We train our watchmaker. We have our own creative center. We have our test lab. So we need a lot of space. And so that's why we chose there.
Okay. And so walk me through it. We started with the raw material. It's like, it feels like it's very heavy. So that's how the stuff arrives at the, and then that's how they start, right? Like, so the watchmakers choose different materials. Which type of materials do you use there?
I mean, the thing is, it's not the watchmaker chose different material. It's really according to the design. Yeah. In our current collections, you see we have a different material for the watch case. What I showed you, the first stop, that's actually the case production. Correct. And as you know, we have a stainless steel, we have ceratanium, we have titanium, bronze, and precious material, of course. And that's how we start. What you see, the first picture with this heavy bar, that's the raw material.
Okay,
we use for the watch case.
Yeah, and then they use that, build the watch case out of it. And then it's like, there were a couple of things I was deeply impressed. One of them was, you do have a system that can track down who was working on that watch. So for every IWC watch, you could tell me which person exactly worked how long on that watch, right?
Yes, we have this tracking system, because that's also the dream from, I mean, that idea from our founder, Mr. Jones. Yeah. He would like to have absolutely transparency during the production and assembly. And that also can carry out better quality, because you really can see, okay, we have a shop floor meeting on the weekly basis, and then we can really see, okay, where is the things we need to prove, and how do we go to improve that?
And is it better?
Of course. Yeah? Yes, of course.
So yeah. The product is getting better the more transparency is there.
Yes.
Okay. And then, because like the second thing that's like I really liked that was the content, the contest, the internal. So there's like a contest where you got to explain that once again to me. Like somebody can win a watch off the people that work there. Walk me through it.
That's, the thing is, IWC is always, we try to encourage our employee be innovative, to be creative. So every year we have this kind of, you can submit your idea, how to improve. It doesn't matter how to improve the production, how to improve your work process, and that's the contest. You can submit internally.
Can I submit improvement of design?
Are you related this to your friend? Yeah. Unfortunately, this is only for internal employees.
Okay.
You can talk to your friend.
Okay. I'll try.
You try to pass your idea to him.
But people really, they go in there and they bring in ideas how to improve it. So
yes.
And the winner of that contest, he gets or she gets
a watch. Yes.
That's a big prize, if you ask me.
Yeah, that's the contribution you bring to the company. Everybody like to contribute. Yes.
And who won the last one? Do you know?
I mean, the last one, I know that was before the COVID. During the Christmas dinner, we announced that's the one I showed you. Where is this silver plating? And then this guy created a system and can put more, because the watch movement is made of brass.
Yeah.
So after a certain time, they get oxidized. You have to silver plate them. So this guy who worked in the department had an idea how to make it more efficient, carry out a better quality.
And it works? They're now using his idea?
Yes.
That's
yes.
So good. I like it. Third thing that kind of I wrote down was recycling. I was quite surprised how much, like what you do. Can you explain that a little bit? So if you work on material, what happens with the dust and everything?
Yes, that's my friend Hava explained you, especially with the polishing department. I mean, of course, we recycle everywhere, especially with case production, components production.
Yeah.
We go to recycle this kind of the rest during the production from this rod, the bar. And then the polishing department is different because when they start polishing, the watch case is actually already a finished product. They just need to remove the sharpness. So mostly in that time, in this case, when we talk about the recycling, this is really the dust. And then like Hava explained you and show you, especially when we worked with precious material, we need to collect everything. So on his working bench, if he work with precious material, we have to collect everything, including the paper he used to wrap, the working station, and then we have a vacuum, go to vacuum all the dust, and then even his uniform, you noticed everybody has different uniform. They have this kind of gray shirt and coat.
Yeah.
Even the people who worked with precious material, their uniform has to be washed separately.
Because they still find some stuff?
Yes, because the dust.
And what they collect, what happens with that?
And then we will recycle it, and then we will reuse it for the watch case.
So you send it to the supplier?
They will go to melting them, separate them, because the dust, of course, we already try our best from the first stage. We don't mix the precious material with the normal stainless steel. We already shortened the process, but the precious material is, the dust is still mixed because, like I said, it's dust. You cannot separate from white gold to hard gold. So the dust is actually mixed together. We send to the supplier. They will go to separate for us. I mean, we try to make the most sustainable product as possible.
Yeah, I can see that. It was really impressive. And it's state of the art. Like, it's brand new, and the cafeteria, like, I like that too. There's good food, it feels like, and it was a very, very impressive place. Thanks for bringing me there. Who's allowed to go there? Because I know some listeners might be interested in going. How do you end?
You mean to visit?
Who do you take
to visit our manufacturer?
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, of course, our manufacturer, you see, you really have this very close contact with our employees, and then we cannot disturb them all the time because still they need to be very focused on their job. And it's like when we are working, we don't want somebody just staring at us. And then, of course, we will have limited numbers, especially now with COVID situation, the visit is really limited, but still actually is open for the public. Of course, for our end clients, for our VSA, for the press, media like you, but also like, let's say the watch fan who loves our brand, they still could come to visit us. There's a possibilities to, I think, 2 or 3 times per month, we have a fan tour. We call it a fan tour. This is really purely for the watch fan. You just need to register.
Okay. And is it hard to get in?
I mean, of course, we have a lot of watch fan.
Yeah.
Sometimes there is a waiting list.
Okay.
But there's a possibility or chance for everyone.
Okay.
And yes.
That's good. So second of all, we went to the museum. What's happening there? Right? Who created that? Who built that? I may have heard that our CEO was involved in creating that museum. What's happening? Walk me through it.
Yes. I mean, our museum is from 2008. Yeah. And then that's actually our current CEO, Chris, when he joined IWC. That was his first project. And actually, he designed the whole museum.
Oh, okay.
Yes. In our museum currently, we have actually approximately 220 different watches. I mean, they are not in the current collections, but all of them are very exclusive. We have a very first pocket watch, and we have our Grand Complication, and we have a lot of identical watch there. And then the museum is actually open for the public.
Okay, and there I've seen a family, which was interesting, and they were all with headphones and on iPads, and there's a multimedia part of it as well, right?
Yes. We really try to give them the best client experience, give the visitors the best experience. So if you come to visit our museum, and then you will get, if you like, because some people, they don't like this kind of digital device. Mm-hmm. But if you would like, we will give you an iPad that's from us with multilingual options.
Can you keep that afterwards? No, you have to.
I think mostly the visitors ask me, can I keep a watch? They will never ask me, can I keep an iPad?
maybe we need to start giving it. No, but then is it you on those devices? Are you talking to them or what's on those iPads?
No, we have actually an app. Another listeners, you are interested, you actually can go to the app store. You can download it's IWC Museum app. And then you can see a lot of content. You can see the watches, and then there's a lot of nice videos. If you are really interested and you are not able to travel to Schaffhausen now to visit us, I really suggest to please download it, and then you can see a lot of interesting things there.
Okay. And then we went to the boardroom and looked at the whole collection, which was nice too. Is that part of the tour as well normally, or was that my special?
Yes.
Who else did you take through there? Like who can you tell me who you took through the whole tour as well?
I mean, you mean who is allowed to see those collections?
Yes.
I mean, normally if you already joined a manufacturer visit, this is part of the program.
Okay.
This is part of program because, you know, since it's for us, this is also important. Sometimes you go to the boutique, maybe you get a little bit of pressure, like, okay, if I don't buy the watch or in the moment, I cannot afford it.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm a little bit hesitant to ask to try the watch.
Yeah.
And that's really a great opportunity because here in that collections room, you see there's no price, there's no pressure, it's purely experience. You really can feel free, take the things out, try on your wrist, find your dream watch, even you can make a picture.
Yeah.
Yes.
Got it. What's your most favorite part about the whole tour? Which section is the best?
I mean, I like the first 10 minutes when I first time meet my guests, because this is really the first 10 minutes we are getting to know each other. For me, this is always very interesting because for me, every day when I know I have a tour, for me, it's like box of chocolate. You don't know what's inside. So I always leverage the opportunity. The first 10 minutes, I start a talk, introduce myself and to know my guest a little bit more.
Who's been your nicest guest so far?
You.
Thank you very much.
I mean, you point at yourself. I was a you.
I was fishing for compliments.
Yes, always. You.
But after me, who was your second nicest guest ever?
I mean, this is very hard question.
Yes, it's not easy in a container.
Yeah. No, the thing is, I'm like quite lucky until now. I mean, I host so many guests.
How many?
Like,
what do you think?
A lot.
More than 1,000?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yes, because I'm doing this job since 2015, and now it's already 6 years.
Yeah. Okay.
And I host so many different guests, and until now, you mean if you ask me who is your best experience, I cannot tell you because I have a great experience weekly. It's really hard. I mean,
well, that's a good answer. I like that answer.
I mean, the latest like great experience I had, that was last week. I feel so touched, because I also doing the virtual tour.
Mm-hmm.
that we also offer. So I had a virtual tour. That's a young couple from Canada. So just like 10 minutes, like I said, the best part from my tour, the first 10 minutes, we started explaining to each other. And then this young couple, this guy told me, you know, I just bought a Mark 18. I mean, Mark 18 is not some like high-end collection. This is really like entry level. But he told me the reason why he buy this watch. He said, you know, I like IWC for a long time, and then I always hesitate or I'm not ready to buy the IWC watch. But last month, I got my first child. So I decide I go to buy a Mark 18 because I want to prepare this watch. When he's 18, I will give to him.
Okay.
I was like, wow, this is a really nice story. So that's keep me thinking whole week until today. So that's the latest best client.
I like those stories a lot. You do clearly have a passion for Schaffhausen because your eyes bright up the moment you talk about Schaffhausen. How much do you care about watches? Like, what's more important, IWC or Schaffhausen in your excitement?
I mean, both. I would say both. The thing is, for me, I feel like, okay, so let's first talk about IWC, my passion about IWC. Now I have to be very honest. Before I start at IWC 2015, I already lived like 8 years in Schaffhausen. I never heard about IWC because I was not into the watch at all. Before I start at IWC, I don't wear a watch.
Okay.
So I started in 2015, and the beginning, that was very hard time for me. I mean, yesterday I explained you a lot of things. You feels like, wow, she knows a lot. But
you sound like a watch enthusiast.
Yes, but believe me, in 2015, I was not like that. The first 3 months, that was really hard for me. I feels like I don't understand the people around me. Even I talked to watchmaker, I was like, you explain me in English, in German, or even in Chinese. I don't understand. What are you talking about? So I really spend a lot of time to learn the things, to learn the history, to learn the mechanism. And after the things is more and more I learn about IWC, I just really start falling in love with the brand. I mean, not because I'm working with IWC, it's really the craftsmanship, the stories, and also the people here. And really makes me feel so fall in love with this IWC Schaffhausen. And then since then, when I started going on holidays, and then when I started talking to the people, and then I noticed something else is very funny. Even we went to Thailand or even we went to Tokyo, people ask, where do you live? I say Schaffhausen. Maybe they don't notice. And then I show the watch IWC and I say, Schaffhausen. I was like, okay. So that's why I'm passionate for both because it's really connected together.
But you were not a watch person before. I was not as well.
Like,
I didn't have a watch before here. And it's very interesting to learn those things, I would say.
Yes, it's very interesting.
Do you live in Schaffhausen?
Yes.
Where?
This is something very exotic.
Yeah.
I come from a very big city with 2 million people from China.
Which one?
Urumqi.
Okay.
This is actually very near to Russia.
Okay.
And then I end up in a small village in Schaffhausen with 400 people, only 2 family names and plus me. So this village is very special even for Schaffhausen people because this is really, really like Schaffhausen village.
Okay, so it's a small village next to Schaffhausen.
It's actually in the city of Schaffhausen. I mean, I explained to you, it's very near with a car, it's only 8 minutes. But if walk, it's like 8 kilometers.
Okay. And how do you get to work in the morning?
I come with a car.
Okay.
Because I have a little bit, because our village is so small, the transportation is not so convenient. The bus only drive once an hour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
I come. Is there a supermarket in the village?
No.
No?
I think this is the only village that has no shop.
Okay.
In Switzerland.
And no gas station and no nothing.
Nothing.
A train station? No.
No. I was kidding them. I say I live in the downtown.
The cell phone reception, is it signal? Can you be on the phone?
You always ask the key question. You know, in Switzerland, you have three mobile
providers.
Yeah. There's a Sunrise, there's a Swisscom, and there's a Salt.
Yeah.
And then in my village, only works with Sunrise.
Okay. So that makes the decision very easy. It's yes. Only one option.
Yes, there's only one option.
Super, super nice. What do you think is going to happen to IWC next in the next 2 years? So what do you think is happening in the future regarding the tours? Are they going to be back up full or what's the COVID procedures? Do you have any information on is it going to stay once a week? It's once a week right now, right?
No, every day.
Only
in one group, okay, two group. Now it's getting better. It's only in two groups.
So are you ramping up again next year?
This I don't know because, okay, I mean, now with the COVID, it's very difficult with these travel restrictions. Yeah. This is very difficult to predict. I mean...
And you are Chinese, you speak Chinese. Are a lot of Chinese people still visiting, or do you see after COVID, or it's not really after COVID, but are Chinese people still visiting?
I think, I mean, because I have a family still in China, I have many friends still in China. I mean, I believe they will come to see us again, because Chinese people were like opening the eyes, and that we want to see the outside, we want to explore a little bit. I believe if the situation allows, the Chinese would like to come to visit us.
And it's worth a visit.
Yes, again, of course.
Absolutely.
I'm here for them.
You're born ready over here. So we're coming to an end. So I have a couple of final questions.
Ooh.
So first one is my favorite question of those is if you have more time on your hand, like you have 2 or 3 extra hours a day, what would you use it for?
I mean, you ask me work related or the private related?
Both. Whatever you want to do with 3 hours extra a day.
I want to do sports.
Okay. Which one?
I mean, yoga or I would like to have more time for the sports.
Okay.
Yes, that's the things I want to do. And then that would probably take 1 hour. You give me 3 hours.
Yeah.
So I would take 1 hour for the sports.
Yeah.
And then second hour, I want to have a time, dedicated time to learn something new because I always want to learn something.
Okay. What would you want to learn today with your first hour?
2 days ago, that was a very embarrassing moment. I created a WhatsApp group chat. I was the admin, but somehow I exclude myself from my own group. I think if now you give me 1 hour, I want to learn how to use the mobile properly.
Very good. And the third hour?
Third hour, I want to dedicate this hour for myself.
Okay.
Take a bath, just relax and slow down.
That's one of the best answers I've ever heard. Congratulations. Very, very, very good. Second question. What's been your first watch? Is that this what's on your wrist?
Yes, yeah? The Portofino.
So a Portofino?
Chronograph.
When did you get that?
2015, when I started at IWC.
Okay, so whoever starts here, you get a watch beginning?
No, that's not the case because at the beginning, the company really take care of us. I mean, they understand not every employee could afford IWC by yourself. But still, like me, I have interaction with client on the daily basis. And then this is good if I could have a watch to present a company.
Correct.
So that's my... corporate watch.
Maybe they borrowed it first and then at some
point. I mean, this watch still belongs to the company. It doesn't belong to me. I mean, this is not my watch.
Maybe
this is company's
after
watch.
After this time? Should I ask Chris?
Then I would say I want to have another one.
Which one would that be?
I want to have a pilot's watch.
Yeah? You like the pilot? Which one?
I mean, I really like the new one, the bigger pilot 43. Yeah,
43, that's a nice watch.
Yeah, because I like the big pilot watch because I know the story and everything. And then still you see my tiny wrist. And I think with 43, this is a great opportunity. Me as a lady, I could carry a big pilot.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. What piece of advice would you give your younger self, the 23-year-old?
Don't be afraid for the new things. Just try.
That's pretty nice.
Thank you.
I like that. Thanks for talking to me. Yeah. I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed yesterday maybe even more. If I'm honest, like, it was nice talking to you, but yesterday was really, really impressive.
Thank you.
Thanks for showing me that, and you're doing an insanely good job explaining the feeling of IWC. It helped me insanely good to understand what's behind this and how the people are, and I was really impressed yesterday.
Yeah. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.